WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 52 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. Your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 50 employees work there. No word on injuries. At the American Music Awards last night, it was a very big night for J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez not only hosting the show, also delivering one of the most talked about performances. I wanna dance! Opening with a 7-minute long dance number, performing to a medley of last year's biggest hits. Capping it off by showing some love to her dancers months after finalizing her divorce from Ben Affleck.
ABC's Rihanna and Ali. When it comes to awards, tonight belonged to Billie Eilish, who swept all 7 of the categories in which she was nominated, including Artist and Album of the Year, Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, each winning 2 statues. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
Time for a tune-up? Head to Napa Auto and Truck Parts and grab the goods to keep your engine humming. They've got Napa Premium Performance conventional motor oil, built for durability and reliability. Plus, pick up Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus oil, ready to use and perfect for small engines. And don't forget your shine. Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is only $8.49. Visit Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel today, where great parts meets great deals.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, a look at that forecast for today. It's a little iffy, but if we do get some rain, doesn't look like it's going to be a lot, but could be some. So we'll have more in just a moment.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corten Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corten Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 71 today, a 30% chance of a few light showers. Tonight, cloudy, areas of light rain, a low of 51. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers likely, a high of 68. Some drizzle Wednesday night and spotty light showers Thursday, 73. Near 80 for Friday. Right now in Richland Center, northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. We're up 1 degree from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 52 degrees.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Hear that one King song goes best.
Blake Shelton Eames, a part of the stars at last night's American Music Awards. Right now, WRCO, 53 degrees, and we are hoping that you have a great day in southwest Wisconsin. If you're like me, you'll be a little backward today. Today's a little different when Monday seems like Tuesday's actually seeming like Monday, and it's not, but it feels like it. We only have a four-day work week, I guess. That's the positive thing as you head back to it. And I've talked to several of the youngsters school age, and they're counting down the days this week, right? Here's Tyler Hubbard.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with a tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of the loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with a good time crowd. Making life count. Back when a how you been came through a phone call. Back when a pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with a tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. Life count. Damn, I can use a little more back then right now.
The diploma in hand represents commitment, dedication, and hope. Cheers to the graduates of Riverdale High School. With appreciation from Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Gone, but never forgotten. This Memorial Day, we honor those who gave all in defense of our freedom. This tribute is brought to you by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress and Richland Family Prescription Center, committed to remembering our heroes.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
First choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that stroke prevention starts with what's on your dinner plate. Maintaining a healthy weight and lowering your blood pressure are two key places to start. Foods can be powerful medicines. Add fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy, whole grains, fish, chicken, and beans. Nutrient-dense meals will serve you well.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning, Philip.
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Today is quiz day. I'd like to be on for you to be on your best behavior.
I will try. I want my diploma signed this weekend.
So. It ain't going to happen.
You don't think so?
I've been looking through the old tests, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones you've missed are really easy. So I think you're going to have to go to summer school.
Oh, man.
I'll have to talk to, June.
Okay.
So see if we can get her on board. I'm sure she wouldn't care.
She won't. No, exactly.
Well,
get me out of the.
Let's see if you can get 100 on this one. Anyway, how was your?
Oh, we had a really nice weekend.
I was waiting for the invite for barbecue and.
Nope. Didn't host any of those events.
It was just me.
Graduation party, and we had a little journey with, we did a couple things on Saturday, family and friends yesterday, so it was nice to get together.
Did you know, and this year, there's more graduates ever in the United States than they've ever been?
Really?
In 1 year, yep.
Wow.
There's a Florida county that has 12 or 15 schools graduated over 6,200 kids. Could you imagine waiting in line for that one?
No. Probably would have been hard to find a card.
Yeah. If I was a graduate of 6,000 kids, I think I would have skipped mine.
Probably. That's good, though. Get some more kids out in the workforce.
Without question.
Support you and I someday.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, big plans tonight?
Oh, I'm supposed to be here in Richland Center for softball and for tournaments. Again, a lot of them play on the same night.
Right.
I don't know, I'm looking at the sky. When they say a 30% chance of rain, that's not much, but that's when we usually get it. So we'll have to see.
Right. And there's no mud puddles out there.
Nope.
But on my phone, it says rain will end soon in Richland Center.
Rain will end soon.
That's what it says. I don't know what.
I don't see any rain.
I don't either. I just wonder, the weather's been off all year.
Yeah.
For forecasts, so swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss by Henry Bray.
Yeah. Got hit a couple times yesterday in my hometown.
Did you?
Yeah, thanks to Alex Meister.
He hit you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got hit in the throat.
The catcher just get out of the way and let you?
It was just one of those things where I got hit in the throat. Never been hit in the throat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I even had a...
You wear the hangy down thing.
I did, and just went right underneath.
Really?
Got hit in the arm here.
Ouch. That'll hurt your modeling career.
I got hit. Yeah. Got hit square on in the chest from a foul ball.
Ouch.
I mean, and actually it didn't hurt. I got that new Kevlar equipment. It's pretty cool. And then I got hit below the waist.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. I was just kidding. It's a great shot.
Yeah. Wow.
There's actually a conversation about that.
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough day.
The pitcher come back after a kid from Ridgeway. He comes back, and he goes, did I get you? And I said, boy, it was a great shot. It has to be a good shot to get me. He goes, you're going to call a strike then? I said, yeah, I'll call a strike for that one.
Right.
And you're out. I've been beat up. Saw Bob Nugent over there yesterday. He's giving me all kinds of grief. So I just can't win, no matter where I go.
Wherever you cheat the kids, you're going to
get grief.
Hassled.
Yeah. So good win for Muscadet, though, 10-1.
Yeah. I appreciate you finding me some correction fluid, too.
You have four bottles of that now, buddy.
Well, you just can't get this anymore.
Well, you can. How long did it take? It took 60 days. Well, maybe not that long.
Yeah, because we could not find it in the store.
Right.
They have that stupid tape, which drives me crazy.
Yeah, I can see you. It's like a cassette tape back
there. It's like, put me in a room with that, I don't know, what is it called? It's not correctotype, but you have the...
It was all over your
where you white out.
Yeah.
And pretty soon it looks like the leader out of a cassette.
Correction tape.
Correction tape sitting there going, what the? And it works at first and then.
I think it might be the operator.
It could. Well, I'm sure it probably
so
is.
So when we talked about it the last time, that's the day I ordered this and it finally came in.
It was like 2 months ago.
I know.
They used to call it white out. See, nobody uses it because they don't type anymore, and they just do everything online, or you can bring it up and Google Doc, and you can work it that way. But when I have a actual thing that I want to correct, that I've written on, and of course I always make mistakes, should use pencil, but I don't, before I fax it, I want to change it.
Well, and a lot of people, a lot of times you can't write over this stuff.
Nobody faxes anymore, by the way.
We have a fax machine.
I know we do. I know. I know what you mean, though.
So, I got four of them for you.
Sure,
so, good luck, young man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I scan things before I scan them. I want them to be right. So it's hard to find good correction fluid.
Now you've got four bottles. It should last you for a long time.
Well, I would think so.
Don't be painting your nails and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's a good idea.
I used to do that. People used to do that.
Paint their nails with correction fluid?
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep it here handy in case I mess up on the quiz.
I'm going to put this over here, buddy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Get your hands off the correction tape.
It's not tape.
It should be.
It's fluid.
All right, young man. There's 10 questions on a little bit of everything.
All right.
Are you ready?
So a potpourri today.
It's a potpourri.
Have not had 100 since March.
And that's questionable.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, number one. In Singapore, chewing gum is completely banned. The first, number two, the first public library in the U.S. was established in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Lambeau Field, home to the Green Bay Packers, opened in 1957. Number four.
All right.
Mariah Carey has more number one hits than the Beatles. What number are we on?
We're on number fiver.
Five. Taylor Swift has won more Grammys than any other artist. Number six. Napster was first widely used. Napster. Remember Napster?
Oh, I do.
Was the first widely used music streaming service. Number
Sevener.
What have I done here, Phil? Did I have two sevens here?
I don't know.
Was I sleeping? All right. In California, it's illegal to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m.
Boy. All right. Okay.
All right. Aider. In Oklahoma, it's illegal to eavesdrop on a dog.
All right.
I just pull them out of the air, don't I?
I don't know where you come up with them.
In Florida, or number nine, in Florida, unmarried women who parachute on Sundays can be jailed.
Wow. That's
it's way out there.
All right.
Number 10. It is illegal to drive a dirty car in Russia.
All right.
Oh, my. Just the place where I find these are just unreal.
I don't even know. If, I'm guessing.
Do you want the website?
There are probably some banned websites. Shouldn't be on.
The darkest of the web.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
All right, buddy, what's your guess?
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing I probably got the first one wrong because that's what usually happens. So, but I'm going to go with a healthy guess. I'll say that I have 8 right.
Ooh.
Because I felt good about a couple of them. So
You've already in minus one because there's no name or date on the pit.
Well, now there is.
Philip. That will extend our week. I'm not schooling another week.
Oh, man. Okay.
Number one. In Singapore, chewing gum is completely banned, Philip.
That's true.
Nope, it's not.
I knew it. I should have changed it.
It's heavily restricted, but medical gum like nicotine gum is allowed.
What do you do?
I win. I'm done right now. I don't even care.
I'm just going to quit.
The first public library in the U.S. was established in Wisconsin.
False.
It is false, Phil. The first public library was in Peterboro, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably during the early days of the country,
sure.
Before Wisconsin was established, I would guess. I don't know.
Number three, Lambeau Field, home to the Green Bay Packers, opened in 1957.
That is correct.
It is one of the oldest football stadiums still in use.
Before that, it was like City Field or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Did they ever play at Milwaukee Stadium?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They did.
They alternated. So, they played some up through Brett Favre's early days.
Really?
Yeah, they would play. That's where now you hear about the gold package.
Oh, yes.
Any of those that had season tickets in Milwaukee get to go to Green Bay those days.
Okay. I don't have any tickets.
Don't you?
No.
Oh. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
with somebody. Mariah Carey has more number one hits than the Beatles.
I think that's false.
It is false. The Beatles hold the record at 20. Mariah Carey is second at 19.
Okay.
Tough question, though.
It is a tough question. They've surpassed the Beatles in a lot of things, you know, mm-hmm. because of the way that music is downloaded.
What is that question?
Groups can have 10 songs in the top 10 now because their whole album makes the chart, and that didn't happen back in the day.
Oh, so. Yeah.
A little different.
Taylor Swift has won more Grammys than the other artist.
I think that's false.
It is false. As of 2024, Beyonce holds the record for the most Grammy wins.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Number six, Napster was the first widely used music streaming service.
Well, I originally said true, but I changed my answer because I think there was another one, but I can't come up with a name.
Well, false. Napster was a file sharing service.
Oh,
not a streaming service. But there was another one besides Napster.
I was thinking so too. So yeah, I guess I did answer false.
Yeah, you did.
Right, but
there was another one. I have to look that up.
It seems like it. There was a lot of controversy at that time about
100%
how people get reimbursed for the songs and things like that.
Because they wasn't getting reimbursed for anything.
Right.
In California, it's illegal to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m.
It's got
to
be true.
It is a quirky law, a quirky local law in Berkeley, though not actively enforced. and I'm thinking, okay, there must have been a lot of lost canaries out there.
There must have been.
Or just one by the person in the wrong house.
But so. He was a problem.
Yes. In Oklahoma, it's illegal to eavesdrop on a dog.
That's so weird, it's got to be true.
It's true. According to a law prohibiting eavesdropping on conversations, including those involving animals, strange but real. And number nine, in Florida, unmarried women who parachute on Sundays can be jailed.
That's got to be true.
It is. An old unenforced law still on the books in some areas.
You'd think they'd take that off. But, oh, well.
Why'd they have that law?
More important.
I don't understand.
I don't know either.
It is illegal to drive a dirty car in Russia.
I would think that's probably true.
It is true.
Can't do much, I don't think.
In some cities like Moscow, drivers can be fined for very dirty vehicles.
Yeah. Boy, I'd get a fine. She was always like, oh, you know, you got that car so dirty. No, it's not. It's just cluttered.
Just cluttered.
The clutter covers up any places that could get dirty, right?
So yeah, that's true.
If you have paper on the floorboard and paper on the seats, you know.
What'd you end up with, buddy?
Nine.
Nine.
A niner.
Yeah, which one did you choose?
Well, of course, the first one.
Yes.
And I changed two answers after I had initially finished, and I thought strongly about changing the first one, but I was pretty sure that I was right on that one.
Yeah.
But obviously, I was wrong.
Hey, you know what? So you have to learn that in Singapore, chewing gum is completely banned. That's not true.
Right, right.
Well, it does sound true.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard it before.
It's very, very restricted.
But you said nicotine gum is allowed.
And medical gum,
And medical gum.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I get a half-smiling face today.
9 out of 10, buddy. Not bad.
9 out of 10.
Hank wins. Because if I can get you on the first one, I win.
And you did.
Yeah. Again.
Oh, well.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody out there in radio, and be kind. And good luck to all our local athletes.
That's Hank with today's Quizzy Poo.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Some notes on today: the newly completed Golden Gate Bridge connecting San Francisco and Marin County, California, was open to pedestrian traffic. 1930, the New York Chrysler Building, at the time the world's tallest building, opened to the public. And in 1942, Doris Dory Miller, a cook aboard the USS West Virginia, became the first African-American to receive the Navy Cross for displaying extraordinary courage and disregard for his own personal safety during Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor. Some notes from today, your history lesson, May 27th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy 6th birthday to Adeline Crook. Love from Grandma and Grandpa. Have a great day today. Happy 6th birthday to nephew Lawrence Bormet from Aunt Lori and the guys, and Olivia Cope and Lawrence Bormet from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Lawrence, he's a buddy of mine. In fact, if they change the radio station, he'll say, "Wait a minute, that's not the station that my grandma listens to." So good job, Lawrence. Keep fighting the good fight. Have a great day today. Best wishes to Chris Alderman from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Also, have a day today. Happy day to Nicole Erdman from Schmidtwoman Hills residents and staff. From the RC Lions, we salute Olivia Koch and Mary Bradford. Also today to Gracie Joe Bradley, Willow Hampton, Garrett Bradley, Landon Brandon Wilson, Lindsay Lee, and Lori Reinhart celebrating today. Happy birthday, Lori, officially retiring as of today. Well, way to go from Dean and the whole family. Greetings today for Phyllis Pauls from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions, saluting Sherry Bartles, Emily Hatch, Tom Herzog, Shelley Jones, Tegan Keenitz, John Kinney, Laura Michek, and Dawson Makovic. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Chris Alderman, Jill Wagner, and happy anniversary to Chad and Penny Clary today. Chad's probably going to take her for a spin on the mower or something today. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Mandy. Love Bill, Angie, Dylan, Logan, and Ethan. Have an awesome birthday, Mandy. To Geneva Spencer from The Porch Gang. Happy birthday, Sherry Noble from Recap, and also from Cheyenne and Janet. Have a great day, Steve McGlynn from Lori and the Guys. To Phyllis Elvin from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy 88 years young to our special mom, grandma, and great-grandma. Have a wonderful day. Love from all of your family. And one other note here today from a young poet. Happy birthday to Phyllis Elvin, 88. She's looking great, but let's hope she doesn't put on her roller skates. All right. Happy birthday to Olivia Koch from Lori and the Guys, and I believe that's it. That's a wrap. Happy birthday, happy anniversary to everyone celebrating today.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Memorial Day isn't just a long weekend. It's a day to reflect on the brave souls who gave everything for our country. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart and Hillsboro Equipment, honoring courage, sacrifice, and freedom.
Things to celebrate and recognize today. It's Sunscreen Protection Day. Old Time Player Piano Day. It's also Cellophane Tape Day. That's another thing I can't do without. It's National Grape Popsicle Day. Oof, that takes me back to summer times of yesteryear. And Nothing to Fear Day as well, based on a speech from President Roosevelt in 1941. Nothing to Fear Day today. Well, coming up, our news update. Joanne is standing by with WRCO News. Phil Nee inviting you to join us for sports and our trivia question of the day. It's your turn to be quizzed next hour right here.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is an overcast 54 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of a few light showers, especially by midday, a high of 71. Tonight, cloudy with areas of light rain, a low of 51. After a low of 51 this morning, we're up to 54 degrees.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A juvenile was arrested following an armed robbery. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a call from an employee at a convenience store in Genoa Monday morning around 10. The caller reported that a male entered the store, pointed a firearm at the clerk, and demanded money. The employee complied, and the male left without further incident. The caller provided the 911 dispatcher with a detailed description of the suspect who was last seen on foot. That information was provided to law enforcement, who, within approximately 5 minutes of the initial call, located a juvenile male, age 15, matching the description given by the caller. A firearm and money was located, and the teen was taken into custody. The teen was turned over to juvenile authorities and remains in custody as of the time of this statement. The incident remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. Assisting the Vernon County Sheriff's Office were the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Vernon County Department of Human Services. Governor Tony Evers is touting the success of recent virtual job fairs for federal workers. The job fairs were made available to federal workers impacted by the Trump administration's mass firings. 300 people participated in the job fairs that focused on 8 high-demand job sectors, ranging from healthcare and IT to law enforcement and engineering. The job fairs were part of several initiatives from the Evers administration to support fired federal workers, including a new online federal worker portal and other resources to connect people with available work. Evers has announced multiple lawsuits challenging the firings. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin are unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 4.4 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 38.3 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.59 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline is unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.13 a gallon today. The national average is up 3.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 43 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 3.2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.48 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, while the national average didn't fall quite as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, it was still one of the most affordable since 2021 and, when adjusted for inflation, among the cheapest in nearly a decade. He added, as we move into the heart of summer, I believe we're likely to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as refinery maintenance wraps up. Don't expect the national average to rise above $3.30 per gallon, nor drop much below $3 for now. While refining issues on the West Coast are beginning to ease, several factors could still influence prices in the weeks ahead, including growing uncertainty around the upcoming hurricane season. Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. UW Health Adult Trauma Dr. Patrick Sheehan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Keeping an eye towards the safety of any source of heat or open flame, just making sure that the area doesn't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter or other flammable objects, not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame. And that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way. If it's at all possible, having a water source such as a garden hose or a bucket of water, or if there is a fire extinguisher around, just knowing where it is and that it's within easy grabbing distance if needed.
Shayan says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed. Construction begins on County Highway O in Richland County today. Construction will start at Equity Auction Market and extend south to County Highway 00 in Santa Claus Lane. The road will be closed to through traffic as construction will have significant impact to travel. Meese Construction will do their best to accommodate travel to businesses and people who live on this stretch of road. This will include working with Pine Valley Community Village to help leave constant access to that facility for visitors and staff. The completion date of this construction is set for October 31st. The American Red Cross is urging donors to keep the blood supply top of mind and help save lives by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Immediate access to blood products is a key part of summer safety. Though it can be a busy time, making and keeping blood donation appointments remains a critical priority. Volunteer blood donors can be the light in a patient's recovery, especially accident victims who may require hundreds of blood units through transfusions. Two blood drives will be held today. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Grace Lutheran Church in Elroy. And a fourth blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions announced Governor Tony Evers proclaimed May 29th as 529 College Savings Plan Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation coincides with National 529 Day and encourages students and families to explore how saving with a 529 college savings plan can support a wide range of higher education and career training goals. The Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program offers two savings plans, Edvest 529, a direct sold plan, and Tomorrow Scholar, available through financial advisors and fee-only planners. Both offer competitive fees on a variety of investment portfolios, including target date options that automatically adjust asset allocation over time to become more conservative as a student nears college enrollment. The program has helped transform the lives of hundreds of thousands of students and families across Wisconsin who have received its benefits, which include tax-deductible contributions and tax-deferred growth. To celebrate National 529 Day, the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program is hosting a webinar, Saving for College and Career Training with Edvest 529, on Thursday, May 29th, from 11 to noon via Microsoft Teams. The webinar will cover the basics of 529 college savings plans, the many benefits of saving with Edvest 529, and how saving for future education expenses today can help avoid an over-reliance on student loans down the road. Register to attend or visit edvest.com/events for more information on upcoming webinars this summer. After more than a decade helping to organize the Big Top Parade as executive director of Circus World, Scott O'Donnell will lead this year's event as Grand Marshal. Last fall, O'Donnell finished his second stint at Circus World, a state historic site located on the Ringling Brothers' original winter quarters in Baraboo. Working with the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce and a parade committee, O'Donnell helped recruit entries and set the parade order since his return in 2013. On June 14th, he'll ride in the parade as Grand Marshal. Each summer, the Ringling Brothers hometown celebrates its circus heritage with an old-fashioned parade through the streets of downtown Baraboo. Upwards of 75 entries from historic Circus World wagons to marching bands to community floats are expected. Set for Flag Day this year, the parade will adopt a patriotic theme. The circus weekend will begin Thursday, June 12th, when Professor Stitch's original circus band performs at concerts on the square. It continues the next night as the theater presents Charlie Chaplin's 1928 feature, The Circus, accompanied by the Mighty Barton organ. The parade will step off at 11 o'clock Saturday, June 14th, highlighting a weekend full of circus-themed fun in Baraboo. That night, the Al Ringling Theater will screen the 2003 Tim Burton film, Big Fish, which featured O'Donnell's circus. O'Donnell will lead a talkback session after the movie. Watch for updates on the parade and related events at BigTopParade.com. There's a new documentary out about former Packer Brett Favre. Lisa Hale has more.
This week, Netflix released a documentary called The Fall of Favre, which focuses on former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's sex and welfare scandals.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
The documentary, produced by Netflix and sports media company Front Office Sports, features interviews with former New York Jets employee Jen Sturger and former Sports Illustrated writer Peter King, among others. Netflix and Front Office Sports said Favre declined to be interviewed for the documentary. This isn't the first time a Netflix documentary has cast an unflattering light on a Northeast Wisconsin connection. The global streaming and entertainment company also produced Making a Murderer, focusing on the case of Stephen A. Avery, his nephew Brendan Dassey, and the investigation into the murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, May 27th. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwok. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok Wednesday from 4 to 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Mostly cloudy today with a 30% chance of a few light showers, especially by midday, with a high of 71. After a low this morning of 51, it's 53 degrees. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Liverpool, England, a car plowed down a crowded street, injuring dozens of people. ABC's Ian Pannell's on the scene.
The city celebrating Liverpool Football Club's historic league championship win. Hundreds of thousands of fans filling the streets, a sea of red, cheering the victorious team. Then, police say, around 6 p.m., as the parade was ending, the driver of the vehicle plowing into the crowd. People surrounding the vehicle, trying to smash the windows and get to the driver.
They say it's not terrorism, but they have no motive at this time. A 53-year-old man is in custody. Three more of the inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month were recaptured on Monday. That means only two prisoners are still on the loose. A former police chief in rural Arkansas is also on the loose. Grant Hardin broke out of a prison where he'd been serving time for rape and murder. Two killed, nine wounded in a mass shooting.